Turn it upside down. What does this look like? The J. Right. What does J stand for?
Jesus.
Matthew 1:21. The angel told Mary, "You will give birth to a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." The name Jesus, J, means Savior. So Jesus came and he was given the name Jesus, Yeshua, because he is the Savior of the world. Turn it around the other way. What does that look like? It looks like a shepherd's staff, a shepherd. Because Jesus is our shepherd. He is the good shepherd. John chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. Jesus said, "I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and have it to the full." Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep." Then Jesus told a story once about where there were 100 sheep, but one of them wandered away. Jesus said that the shepherd, he left the 99 because they were all safe, right? They were doing good, but one of them had wandered away. So Jesus talked about how the shepherd went and looked for the lost sheep. So Jesus is our good shepherd. Jesus is our good shepherd. Psalm 23 says that the Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want anything. He's there to help us. If you were to take the plastic off, don't take it off yet. No, don't cheat yet. Don't eat candy yet in the church. But when you leave, you can take the plastic off and you lick it. And what flavor is it? It's mint and it tastes sweet. This is the sweetness of the gospel. The sugar will give us energy, right? That's why I don't want you to eat it yet, because you'll be bouncing off the walls. It will give you lots of energy and strength. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13. "And you also are included in Christ when you heard the word of the truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit." So it's in Jesus Christ that the Holy Spirit comes to us and gives us spiritual strength. Now, is this soft candy? No, is it? It's going to break your teeth. It might make your dentures come out. So don't eat this. You might have to go to the dentist tomorrow. Just maybe go home and hang it on your tree. It is hard, isn't it? This is hard candy. Do you know why? Because Jesus is our rock. He is our rock and he is our shelter. Psalm 18 verses 2 and 3. "The Lord is my rock and my fortress. He is my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call on the Lord who is worthy of praise. I am saved from my enemies." In the New Testament, we read that Jesus is our rock. He is our cornerstone. 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 6 and 8 through 8. "See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone. The one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. Now to you who believe, the stone is precious. But to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the capstone, a stone that causes men to stumble and a rock that makes them fall." They stumble because they don't listen to the message. People will trip and stumble over Jesus. But if we build our lives on the rock of Jesus Christ, we will have a firm foundation. Now, what color is this? It's the color of white and red. Let's think about the red color first, okay? The red color is that Jesus gave his life, his blood, for us on the cross. Jesus opened the way for us. So the book of Isaiah, chapter 1, verse 18, says, though your sins are as red as crimson, they shall be as white as wool. Though they are red like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. The red represents Jesus' blood that he gave for us. Now, what other color is this?
White.
Yeah, white. The white represents the purity. Jesus' blood will wash us pure. He will make our dirty insides, our dirty life, he will bring purity to it. He will make us white. His blood, the red, will make us white, pure. Now, there's some other things interesting about this candy cane, isn't there? We've just about covered everything, but the stripes. Look at the stripes. Notice that there are three really small little stripes there. Okay, three small stripes. Those remind us of the soldier stripes by which we are healed. The larger stripe, the great big one, is the blood Jesus shed for us on the cross. Isaiah 53 verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was laid the chastisement of us all. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24 and 25. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds we have been healed. This stripe represents the stripes that Jesus was beaten by the soldiers. It represents the life that he gave for us so that we could have eternal life. Now there's three small stripes also. These stripes represent the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The large stripe represents the one true God. There's one God, but three persons. And then the flavor. One more thing is the flavor. Someone mentioned earlier that it tastes like what? It tastes like mint. That's right. This is a similar flavor to hyssop. Hyssop, in the Old Testament times, was used for purification and for sacrifice. It was used to symbolize when something was set aside for God's special use. Psalm 51 verse 7. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. You know what happens when we take this home and we start to lick it? What happens to the red? It goes away. That's right. The red goes away. The stain of our past is taken away in Jesus. That's the good news of Christmas. It's all here in the candy cane. Let's review it real quick, everyone. First of all, we have the what?
J.
J stands for Jesus. That's what Christmas is all about. Jesus is the?
Shepherd.
Good Shepherd. That's right. And we've got the different colors here. Jesus' blood makes us white. His blood purifies us and cleanses us from all unrighteousness. We have the stripes, don't we? We have the big stripe represents what the soldiers did to Jesus. It also represents who God is. He's the one true God. And then we also have the little stripes. Those represent the Trinity. And then put it all together, this is what Jesus does for us. And we lick it and our sins are taken away because we have trusted our lives into Jesus Christ. Amen. Whenever you see the candy cane now, you know what Christmas is all about. It's not about all these other things we do, but it's about Jesus and what he can do for us.